Point number one is not thankfulness to my father. It's thankfulness to God. I think God's more important than my father because he's my heavenly father. But I really do thank you all for coming. As I look out, I see so many new faces, familiar faces. I shouldn't say new, familiar faces. So many other older faces, not necessarily that you're old, but, you know, from my past life. Not like past life, anyway. It's just such a blessing to see you guys. And I know I don't look the same as I did at my kindergarten graduation, but I see some of you that were there at my kindergarten graduation. What a blessing it is to see you guys there. Thank you all for coming. I wanted to start off by saying thank you to my God. Thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for letting me live. Yeah, he could have taken me out of this world a long time ago, and I know I probably deserved it, but I'm so thankful to him. Without him, I would be nothing. Luke 18:27 says, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. And that's so true in this world today. So many things that could have gone wrong with my life. He could have put me in a worldly home with worldly things. And I'm just so thankful for him putting me in a godly home and giving me a godly heritage and leading me and guiding me in my life. I'm thankful that he's my strength and my shield, even through the hard times. Psalm 115:11 says, "Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, and that he is your help and your shield." And I'm just so thankful to God for all he's done for me, for everything that he's done. It's just such a blessing to know that I have a God up there that cares about me and that has given me a hope. And that hope is eternal life through his son, Jesus Christ. And so I'm thankful for that. Secondly, I'm thankful for my godly friends and leaders, the teachers, the people that have helped me in my life actually succeed. I'm so thankful for godly friends that point me in the right direction and that just help me when I have a hard time. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do." And I'm just so thankful for people that and actually care and actually help and are a help. And I pray that, I hope that I've been a help to you as well. Thankful for leaders and teachers. One of my favorite verses is Hebrews 13:17. And the end of that says, it's talking about us as children to obey them that have the rule of you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. I'm thankful for the people that have put the hard work and the effort into my life to help me succeed and has shown me the correct way to live. And mostly that has just been pointing me to Scripture. And I'm so thankful for people that care and people that actually help. And I regret that some of them weren't able to be here today. Now, many of you know Mrs. Suggs from Arlington. What a blessing she was. She just made life fun. I remember one time we were having recess, and we had a 30-minute recess every morning. And she was that teacher that would let you go 5 minutes extra just because that's how she was. But all recess, we were trying to make a backwards half-court shot outside, and she had noticed. And so she told us, she said, "You guys have 5 minutes. You make this shot, I'm buying you pizza for lunch." And by the grace of God, I don't know how we did it, but we made that shot. We had a whole line. We had four of us guys, and one of us was always shooting, and we had two guys lined up and one getting rebounds, and we would just shuffle the balls, and we had a whole assembly line going. We made that shot, but she just made life fun for me, and I was so grateful for that. I think of my junior high supervisor, Mrs. Paget, and what she did. This was back in my previous life, I guess I could say, when I actually enjoyed candy, sugar, and cake, and desserts and stuff. Now I don't. But she used to get us king-size candy bars, whatever candy bar we wanted, every week, or sometimes McDonald's, and just for accomplishing goals that we wrote in school, and just what a blessing that was. The teachers, leaders, that made life fun. It's just a blessing. And lastly, but most importantly, I thank you for my parents and for just the godly wisdom that they've given me all throughout my life. It's just been such a blessing to live in a godly home and to just have them watching over me and taking care of me. I'm thankful for my mom and all the encouragement that she's given me over the years. Sorry. And the help. I can think of countless last-minute errands that she's run me on so that I can get places on time and just her loving care. It's just amazing. Sorry. And then I'm thankful for my dad I'm not an emotional person, but I don't know why. He taught us to be tough and to take life. Life's not fair. And he showed us that, and that he's had countless stories of times he's come home from the store. You guys have heard it a lot. He finds, you know, meat on sale or something. He always pointed us to God first. And it wasn't him that found it. It was God. And just what a blessing it is to have that example. He gave us very sound advice. One of the first things that he taught us, especially being here in Texas, is that you can cheer for the Texas Rangers. You can cheer for the Dallas Stars and you can cheer for the Dallas Mavericks, but you better not cheer for them Dallas Cowboys. And just as a young man, that was just such good godly advice. And I'm just so glad that he gave that advice. No, but seriously though, I can think of, we've had many times where we've disagreed and had our arguments. We've had our fair share of arguments. Let me lie. Only God knows how many we've had, but I'm just thankful so much for the blessing that he is and the blessing that, just that godly figure that I can look to and model my life after. It's just a blessing. Their willingness to follow God's will, wherever that leads, is probably the biggest thing that I'll take away from them. They've always done exactly what God wanted them to do. And it's just such a blessing. Guys, if you don't get anything out of this speech or out of this, just know that I'm so thankful for people that actually put time and effort into my life and helping me and know that I'm following God's will for my life. I don't know where that may lead yet. I'm still waiting on His timing. But I know that I've been given the tools and the things I need to succeed. And I'm so thankful, so thankful for you guys actually caring about me and putting time and effort. So if you don't get anything else out of the speech, I just hope you get this one thing, and I just want to say thank you. That's it.